Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Laura Canning is with us this morning. You know her as the naturalist with Cass County Conservation. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm doing well.
Got through the holidays just fine?
Yeah. Welcome to 2021.
Yay. Looks like you got a busy start to 2021. You got soiree with the swans.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about some other things going on. You don't slow down.
Nope. Nope. People think January is slow for me, and it's not as slow as you think.
No. And we've heard that from other naturalists around the area, too, from like snowshoeing and cross-country skiing that folks can do now in some of those locations. And there's some interesting sites at some of the parks, county and state parks around the region. But specific here to Cass County, the swans have been a nice draw for you for a lot longer than people realize.
Yep, we're going to be celebrating our 21st year coming up of them hanging out and visiting Atlantic, Iowa. So being an official wintering site, because that's technically what we are in the Iowa DNR's eyes. And so we talk about that they congregate here as long as the ice stays off the lake and they can keep that open water. They stay here through the winter. So we'll see what happens this year with them. But they actually came a little bit later, too, this year. They were here after Thanksgiving. So right after Thanksgiving, they got here. Right now, I've been hearing there's about 200, 300 hanging out over by Des Moines.
Okay.
And we are sitting right around the 70 mark, for pretty solid for the last 2 weeks. So, and then, of course, north of us, the other closest wintering site is approaching that 200, 300 mark, too, which is about their capacity.
Wow.
So it's been interesting to see where they all decide to hang out. And of course, we like to, you know, throw a little bit of a party for them.
Of course. Of course.
Say hello.
Of course. Now, is that about the capacity we can handle here? Do you think we would see more come at some time?
No, we would. If, and this, the closest one is up by Fort Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
And that reservoir, once they get to about 300, that's their limit. So if they get close to that 300 number, a couple more will move down here. And we've seen that 200 to 300, you know, 200 plus once at least, if not twice, if I'm remembering right on my numbers.
So they have like a swan bouncer that guards the door and says, no, we're at capacity. You all got to move
well,
on.
Well, they
or something,
figure
or?
It out because there's no space on the lake.
Ah, okay.
Yep. And they have to keep flying south to find some open water. And usually we hear about it too if the other ones start to fill up. But so we've had 200 plus, but I don't know if we'll get there this year.
Well, still, 70 is a good solid number,
and
you see them around. I drove out off southwest of town one day in one of the fields out there. I happened to see a whole bunch of geese and one swan out there with them. You can tell the swan.
We've had, you know, and we've had some ducks, too, hanging around, too, that always, because of the open water and with the river and things like that happening. So, but we decided, you know, we're going to have Soaring with the Swans coming up, a little bit of a party for them. It's going to look, of course, a little bit different this year. So we're still doing our hot chocolate and maybe some snacks. And we'll be doing our presentations. Every half an hour, we just kind of restart our presentation and start over. So it's a come-and-go event, so don't feel like you have to come right at 11. So it's from 11 to 2. 2 o'clock is our last program. And things like that. And we're going to just hang out with the swans for a little bit and come learn more. If you've got family in town or you want to just get outside, come on out and learn some more about swans.
And that'll be done on site?
On site at Lake 4. Because usually we do have a bad weather site, but not this year. So if the weather is bad on Saturday, or we deem it too bitterly cold sometimes, the program will be canceled. But as it stands right now, it might not be too shabby.
Yeah, good family weather.
Yeah,
Bring the kids. Very good. That's coming up again this Saturday, January 9th. So get that on your calendar, things to do.
And Lake 4 is the smaller ones of the lake. So if you've been out to the rest of the Schulberg complex, the other three lakes are north of the railroad. Lake 4 is right there on Highway 83. And you'll see us. We'll have a sign and the gates will be open and everything.
Real easy to find there. Perfect. All right. So if you haven't done it before, Or if you have, stop on back out again, too. Like I said, the kids will get a kick out of that kind of stuff. They'll get a chance to get up close and personal.
Yeah.
Now, getting outdoors in Iowa can sometimes be a challenge, but this year it seems like folks are more anxious to get out and do some things, mm-hmm. even if it is in the winter in the state of Iowa. And I see you've got a little gauntlet you've tossed down here.
Yeah, we decided to throw a yearly challenge out to all of our Cass County residents and get outside and get outdoors, spend about 2 hours, maybe 3 hours a week outside. And so you might be thinking, well, it's cold and wintry, but you're going to have all year to do 120 hours worth. So I know it sounds like a lot, or that 120 hours might be looming, but you're going to obviously, you know, warmer months when it's nice and camping season, things like that, you're going to be able to rack up a couple more and catch up if you still like to be on the inside during the winter.
So is this just a way to maybe help folks find another type of resolution to just get out and enjoy the outdoors? Just being outdoors, all that stuff counts.
Yes, being outdoors. We talk about hiking and we talk about birding, sitting around a campfire, things like that. If you're not familiar with what sit spots are, go to our YouTube channel. Cass County Conservation has a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And we have shared out there a couple videos explaining what a sit spot is. And essentially, it's just a nice, quiet little spot for you to just sit and take in nature. Those kind of things count. Sitting, having a picnic when it gets nice and warmer outside, having a picnic outside, that would count. Things like that. And if you're maybe a little bit more savvy about Southwest Iowa and the area a little bit, some of the other counties are doing this as well. So our neighbor to the south, Montgomery County, is also mm-hmm. doing this.
Okay.
So we also are going to make this maybe a little bit of a healthy competition. But also we can promote each other's events. And so you don't have to do these things in Cass County.
Sure.
Just being a Cass County resident is one of the things we want those residents to sign up in their respective counties.
Yeah,
so.
And you want them to kind of track as they go.
Yeah, and so we made the fun tracker, it would be a tracker per person. And so you just cross off your hours every time you do an hour outside, and we're going to have some check-in dates where you will take a picture of your tracker and email it to me. And then we're going to have fun prizes as we go along in the mm-hmm. year and things like that.
Okay, so just about any outdoor activity, but mm-hmm. Preferably you'd like folks to maybe examine a little bit and explore some of the things that
yeah,
we have.
Yeah, enjoy nature, go explore a new park, mm-hmm. Things like that. You can go explore Montgomery County if you want.
Sure.
Things like that. That doesn't matter as long as you're getting outside.
Yeah, very good. And some prizes there. It's all on the honor system. It's for fun.
yes. And we've got some great sponsors and things like that. And we'll be announcing here in the next couple of weeks some of our grand prizes and some of our other prizes as we go along. So if you're interested in signing that up, we are kind of collecting it in a Google form. So we've got that out on our Facebook and things like that. And sign up through that. And then you'll get an email with your tracker. And then you'll have my email, of course, for when you have to send your pictures of the trackers. So we're excited. The couple other counties in the state are doing it as well. We're not the only ones, but it'll be something fun to do all year long and look forward to as well. So,
well, the way people like to use Fitbits and different types of things like that to track how many steps they do, how many calories they burn, this is a way to kind of keep track of how many of the things that you've been able to experience here.
Yeah, and, those now new fandangled things also keep track of where you are and what park you're in. So you can also look at, have you been to every park in Cass County yet, during the year? Things like that. And we'll have lots of ideas and lots of programs to kind of help you fill in those bubbles as well. Do it as a family. Each kid can turn in their sheet. So we're doing this individual. So each kid has their chance at the prizes as well. So, yeah, we're excited to kind of kick it off and also mm-hmm. promote public spaces out there, you know.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, driving to Lake Anita. It can be the park that's two blocks away.
Yep, absolutely. Lots of ways to get out and enjoy. Boy, you weren't kidding. It really is a busy time in conservation.
Yeah, and we have even our cabin fever coming up later on in January. We're going to have some other special programs. We have snow. I mean, we've got snowshoes to check out. There's lots of things to do. And yeah, we've got our, and if you're interested, our on our Facebook, we've put together a winter recreation guide for Cass County as well. And that's with Atlantic Parks, me, our conservation department. So kind of, again, what is there to do? Where's the good sledding hills? Things like that. So. Yeah.
Lots of good places. Just know where to look. And if you don't know where to look, ask.
Yes.
Yeah, plenty of folks know that stuff. And you can find a lot of that information through the Cass County Conservation here locally, too. Very good.
All right.
Well, check them out online on Facebook, all that fun stuff, and get involved. Get out and do some things. People are anxious to get out and try to get a little bit more active again as we can. So great that conservation is there for us to help us with that. Laura, thanks for coming by. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.